can paint cover up the smell of heavy cigarette smoke?
Oh boy.
And that's a two-part answer. Yes, but what you have to do first, well, there's a product called TSP, trisodium phosphate.
Okay.
And, you know, you'll want to wear goggles, you want to wear rubber gloves, follow the directions, but you'll want to scrub the walls down with this TSP. It's an ammonium base, and that'll help break down the, you know, the caked on, what do you call it? Smoke?
Smoke, yeah.
You know, sounds funny to say smoke is caked on, but I mean, it does leave a residue.
And I've witnessed this before. I was working satellite radio in Dallas. In the break room, they were removing the cubby areas, this huge wall, and you could see where the white paint was and a yellow outline against the rest of the wall. So it's definitely, you know, smoke against the wall, smoke on the wall. Oh, it was ugly. It smelled bad, too.
It is. And when you're trying to get rid of smoke odor in a home, you can't just stop thinking about walls and wall paint. If it's an older home with the acoustic ceiling, now's the time just to scrape that ceiling, retexture it, and get rid of all that. But to really get rid of a home that's been lived in by a smoker over a long time, you're going to have to go to carpet removal, drapery removal. It's it depends a lot on how sensitive you are to it, but it can be a big job. Paint alone will not cover that odor or the odor of indoor pets that have been allowed to use the inside of the house as their restroom.
How about insulation? That be another layer, maybe?
Depending on you could block the cigarette smell without dealing with the insulation. But if there's an animal in the house that's been saturating a particular favorite part of the wall or carpet or rubber matting underneath the carpet, then you've got a whole nother level to deal with. So let's just stick with the cigarette smoke for now.
Okay.
You won't have to deal with the insulation to get rid of smoke.
Okay, I'll throw a curveball. How about air ducts? Because smoke will get in there. Would air ducts need to be cleaned?
You definitely need to go through and do a whole air conditioning system clean. The A coils, the air handling cabinet, the ductwork as well. And that would be an excellent time to consider having applied an aerosol treatment to seal all your ductwork. So all of that odor and all that residue nicotine gets completely encased by this aerosol treatment. And I'll throw one little sidebar in here from the home show. They are now aerosealing entire homes. That's one of the things I'm going to want to be talking about in the weeks coming up. Sealing your entire home. That's a huge job. This is brilliant. I can't wait to try it on our next big remodel.
Can I ask you another question, too? So after you've done the TSP, would you start with Kills? Would that be necessary as well?
And again, it depends how sensitive you are. I wouldn't have to do that, but you would.
Yes, I would.
And Kills is a very thick paint application. You can get into spray paint in this application. You know, if it's isolated to one room or you're doing every wall in your house to get rid of it, you know, you'd obviously get the liquid gallon and roll it on just like any other paint. But it's a lot thicker than paint, and it will help block in, you know, what may ever be left of that residue after you've washed it.
Absolutely.
After you wash it, you need to then clean the wall with clean water after you use the TSP in water solution. Then you go back with clean water to make sure you get all the TSP off so that you get a good bond with your Kills. You can then go back and apply whatever finish color paint